שלום לכל החברים.
Hello to all the friends. Hello to the friends in the world. Kli. Well, let's see it quickly, everyone. Please. All right. First of all, a small apology for the friends in the world. Kli. Next time we'll make sure to improve the aspect of translation and parts. And we'll start. Niv, please.
From the writings of the Rabash. When he sees that it is worthwhile for him to bond with him, he must pay in order to bond with him, meaning make concessions in self-love and in return receive the power of love of others. And then he can expect to be rewarded with love for the Creator too. After he is bonded with a group of people who wish to achieve the degree of love to the Creator, and he wishes to take from them strength to work in order to bestow, and be moved by their words about the necessity for obtaining the love of the Creator, he must regard each friend in the group as greater than himself. We know that our work is made up of a few different actions. Our first action is nullifying, tzimtzum, restricting, because we all come from the desire to receive, and in order to advance, we have to acquire some force that will drive us towards bestowing, and in order to give us an actual way to acquire these qualities, we are brought to a society, and in that society, we see, can I do this or not? What power or force do I need to do this? What do I have to scrutinize from inside me or from outside me? So that's why to give up in front of the friends, to nullify, it's the first action that if I do it correctly, it really brings me towards the right direction to the upper force. So that's what he's saying here. Exactly what it says. And then from the love of the others to the love of God, love of the Creator. Okay, friends, we're going to start by warming up. We're going to do a little improv from the first lesson that was today. Today we studied about the descents. The descents are really a very important part, and we're going to try to take that subject and really stretch it into its different stages. So try and imagine that we are in a state right now, like Rav explained, that there's a deepness to this descent. So we'll do this in percent or in meters or something. Like Rav explained about the foundations of the building, how deep can they go down? So let's try and go for a walk in that scale. By what? By a very simple song that we know. Like the Rabash. And we're going to start with all the overcoming and all the nullifying, and we're going to try to feel it together. So with all the hard part about it, we know that minus 30 or minus 30, it's harder. There's a lot of uplifting to do. We have to hold on together, and we have to remember who we're looking for in the connection between us. Okay, so please, let's start. Before the descent, on zero, we haven't dropped yet. Minus 10.
Minus 20.
Minus 30.
Minus 30.
Minus 70.
Minus 70.
Minus 90.
Minus 90.
Minus 100.
Minus 100.
Minus 99.
Minus 99.
Minus 1.
Minus 1.
Minus 100.
Minus 100.
Minus 1.
Minus 1.
Minus 100.
Minus 100.
Minus 1.
Minus 1.
Minus 100.
Minus 100.
Ve'efes.
And 0.
L'chaim le'baruch.
L'chaim. Okay, so we're going to start these next exercises we're going to do. We are still checking our relations to our partner, so we wanted Henry, in a few words, please explain about the work of the actor when he gets a part in a play, that there's always more than one character, usually, and he is checking his relations towards what does the other partner, the other character, think about me? So, yeah, that's true. Usually when I get a play, so when actors get a play, we try to understand who they are. So they look for the other parts where the other characters talk about my character. That guy says I'm cheap, that guy says I'm sensitive, and from that I draw all kinds of attributes to build my character. So through the relations with the other characters, I build myself. And all kinds of circumstances, of outer circumstances that the character goes through. So there's not like an inner state that I start building my character from, but I start building it from the way the environment treats me. For instance, there are certain characters that think one thing about me, and what's the relation to every other character in the play? Well, that depends on where I stabilize my character, and it also has to do something a bit with the director, what he thinks the right direction is, how does one character look at another, is it really out there the way it looks at it, or is it, or do we need a third point of view to see how those two communicate? Well, I understand. I hope you understand. So let's start. We want to do an exercise like this. My character starts scrutinizing what the characters around me think about me. So our first exercise is this. Wait, and let's just sum up what Henry said. Actually, the I is something very flexible. Me, the I, changes constantly in according to what people think about me, to what they, the way people see me, the way I treat other people. There's no I. It just goes all over the place. It all depends on my attitude towards the others and how the others see me. So now everybody thinks about one specific friend that he feels very close to, that he also knows that the other friend is close to him, or at least he feels the same thing toward him, that he understands me, he knows me, we do a lot of dissemination together, we have some kind of friendly relations that are also in this world, not only in the group. So think about one person like that, that you think you know, that knows you really well. It can be even in the world clear. It doesn't have to be somebody next to you. Everybody has one of those. Now, I act that same person, the one I was thinking about, and I tell in the circle what that person says about me, what the way he sees me. All right, let's say I chose Igal, that I think he knows me really well. So I'm acting out Igal now. Igal talking about Roi. What does he say about me? Okay? In my circle. You don't have to say who that friend is. You have to get clothed in him and try and feel how does he see me. So I am acting Igal that's talking about Oi. I'm not Oi anymore. It's like I'm looking at me, at myself from the side. Is that clear? Good. Let's do it in gradually, so it'll be easy. Did everybody think of that friend that he's close to, that you got one of those in your mind? Now, I am that friend. All right, you're entering that state. Can you get clothed in that state? Exactly how he thinks, how he sees. Good. Now, him, that it's actually me, will talk about me. Okay, please, go for it. How does he see me? Yeah, in the circle. Okay, friends, I wanted to tell you something about Eli. He's somebody, he's so diligent, he puts so much efforts in this. We work a lot together, also in dissemination. Sometimes he's a bit, he gets mad a lot, and he gets nervous, but all in all, he has good intentions, and that's it. Yeah, Ariel. I love him. I like him. He's kind of lazy. Very lazy. He can do a lot more good, but let's hope he's going to get better. Okay, Iran has a problem with people. He's always afraid to say what he really thinks because he thinks he'll be too aggressive, and that's why he shuts up a lot instead of doing what he's supposed to do. He had to take care of the dissemination and entered a long time ago, but he just disappeared, and I'm going to kick him in the head one day, or I'm going to go scream at people instead of him. You have to help him. What can you do? He's a good guy. He knows what has to. He has a good attitude about a lot of things. I really love him, but he has a problem with the thing about people. He's afraid that he's going to be too aggressive. And then sometimes he shuts up when he's not supposed to shut up. So sometimes I try pushing him gently to where he's supposed to go. Okay, that Rami, I don't know what's up with him lately. He used to be a lot more energetic and alive, and now something just flipped over in him. I wouldn't say that he's such a good guy, but he has good periods. Well, before I begin, I don't think why I don't understand why you're saying negative things, because the guy I chose really loves me. I know Itai for many years. We were in the young group together. We went through like a nice process of entering the society together, and we really hold each other in here for years already. And if you look at it in the long run, I mean, from waking each other up from morning lesson and from, like, seeing one each other in states that need help. And each of us already know to support the other and know how to, when to call, when not to call. And that's a friend that he does a lot of things in dissemination and in the social areas. And also sometimes when you need that little, that extra help, even if I help, or even if I ask, or even if I don't ask, he knows how to choose that moment and say something. Okay, I know this friend like 11 years already. He, a lot of times, he supports me and takes me out of the hole I fall into. And we did a lot of nice periods, and sometimes he has periods where he just disappears. He disappears for some time, and that's... it happens. But he really tries, and after all these, like, going off tracks, he's always back. And there's a lot more to say, but... Okay, I know Moshe since he actually got to BB. I was actually the first guy who talked to him. I know him in everything. I know his family's dissemination. I was also in the group in Italy that he takes care of. He's very creative, and we work a lot together. And we already really feel each other, how we're together in the schools, and we already feel how we take teachers and put them through a process. But he has a problems. Sometimes he gets stuck. I want to say one point. It's really hard for me to talk about myself, but I don't talk about myself. The whole exercise is to be 100% objective. This character called Roi has good things and bad things about it. I want that friend that I am acting, we'll talk about both. It's not you. You have to neutralize yourself from being yourself and not to be embarrassed about saying what I'm good at or what I'm bad at. Say everything, the good things and the bad things. Go. So he has a problem. Sometimes he gets stuck on something, and that's it. He won't move, he won't flow from this point. He just gets insulted, and he has to learn about from me. But really, I trust him a lot in a lot of things, and I want him to see that, and a lot of times know how to give up, and move on. Okay, first of all, it's somebody I really, really like. I've been with him for years, and somehow it always works that we do things together in the corporate world, in dissemination. It always happens like that. It's a good person. I think he's too good. Sometimes he doesn't realize he does things that drives me crazy. Makes all these decisions that... You know, it's only he feels pity for somebody and then he'd hurt somebody else without... I don't usually agree with his line of thought, even though he's really such a nice person. I don't really understand the way he makes decisions. For instance, like that he stopped working with the kids in the kindergarten. He does it so nice. And he keeps saying, well, I can't do it, and I don't accept that thing. But all in all, if you look at him as in dissemination and work and our studies, he's really... We think about the same thing, same direction. I think we're really similar. We have a lot of similarities about us, even though in a lot of, especially financial things, I think his brain works in a distorted way, but everyone with his corrections, he's a very dear person, all in all. What, me again? Okay, sometimes he has these periods that I know, like in some projects he wants to include as many people as he can, you know, to strengthen the connection between us through that tool of dissemination. But sometimes he'll just drop in his creative self and he disconnects from everybody, and only creativity is important for him, and he just drops in there and he can't get out of it. You know, so you have to force him out of it, out of all this doing from inside himself. That's one thing that it's like a plus and a minus in his creativity. Okay, I said only good things about Itai, so... Oh, I can continue good things, but they said to say about everything, so... Itai, sometimes he has these things that he can, like, get stuck on something in about somebody, or... he's in one way, he's very loving, but on the other hand, he can be really cold to people and without any feelings whatsoever. Like he sees a job he has to do, a mission, and all he's worried about is to make it happen, and he doesn't care if that guy or that guy gets hurt. He just pushes forward without really paying attention to all kinds of different situations people are going through. But except for that, I only have good things to say about him. Only good things. Okay, Eran, I don't know how anybody can live like that. If he gets in a month what other people get in 6 months, he gets nervous. I don't understand what he screams at me for. I've been to other people, I see people relaxing. We could be so relaxed if he was a bit more optimistic and take his time, but he's always under so much pressure, and that just drives me nuts. Friends, I'd add, what if it's instead of a friend, the Creator? How does the Creator see me? Well, what's the problem? Let me act instead of the Creator and look at myself. That on one side. And how will I reach a state that I'd really be fond to Him in his eyes, and then we'd actually meet each other? Okay, friends, so that's the exercise. How does the Creator see me when I act Him? I am now talking about myself from the view of the Creator, from the Father, that wants to see the child as perfect. As opposed to
Rami.
Rami, I need so much patience for you. Look how many opportunities you have. You don't do 10% of what I prepared for you. You always run away at the dramatic moment where you're supposed to take the right step. You always run away and you go and hide. Hey, don't forget saying also the good things. I gave you a great family, great environmental conditions. I put you in all the best places, and you just don't take it. What's going to happen with you? I can't do that action for you. So either I'm going to hit you with two or three blows so you wake up, or start working by yourself because everything is there in front of you and you're not moving. But all in all, you're a good guy. You're probably doing something good. You know, you did some good things in your previous incarnation, so I gave you a nice life here so you'd wake up in a nice way. Moshe? Who's that? Moshe? Oh, yeah. I don't even know what other blows can I give him now. What else? I already gave him so many blows. Why doesn't he wake up? How many opportunities did I already give him? At home, let him wake up already. Throw himself into the society. Oh, he's a nice guy, you know, he has a good desire, but sometimes he has these things that he's awakened and he throws himself into it, and I'm so happy when he does it. But then there's periods where he just dives deep and he just waits. And, you know, okay, I make a few plots with a few friends to make him miserable, but all in all, when he pushes himself into the society and puts efforts and invests in the society, I'm really happy with him. And that's it. Let's hope for the best. I really don't need your gratitude. Really, I don't need it, but maybe wake up once a year or something. You're too interested in your pride. Really, if about with somebody else, I'd already take his point in the heart till the next incarnation. You know, I'd let him go get a few more blows. But I don't know what, but there's something that's making me hold on to you. I'm keeping you in here because maybe you'll still develop. Maybe you'll get out of your pride about yourself, me. Sometimes you wake up, sometimes you put some efforts. I'm really happy when you suddenly have a good feeling, because then you feel my good attitude towards you. And then again, you just disappear and go away and party with that nice feeling that you get. But, okay, slowly we'll get there. Let's add something. What does the Creator see in me, except for what He created in me? What does the Creator see in me, except for what He created in me? Yeah, we're talking from the eyes of the Creator. So, everything that, what does he have to say about me? He did everything. So what can he say about me that he didn't create in me? Well, you know, this is how I made the goal of connection, but the goal of the creation, but I really didn't expect this to happen. To create something that has a feeling that they can think about something else. And you know, even though most of the day you hate me and you can't justify me yet, but the fact that you are really trying to, or in something to get to desire, be in touch with other people and things that are outside of you, to try and feel that there's something else in reality except for you and you're not the center, I didn't believe that you'd actually get there. With all the emptiness I gave you, I didn't believe you'll make it. But yeah, you're doing a good job, but there's still a lot you can do. You're not taking all the opportunities I give you. You still have that pride that you want people to think you're okay, so you're not doing as much as you can. There's still places you feel pity about yourself, that even if you have a bad feeling, just keep working. I don't understand you. How many times can I give you blows that you won't even, that you'll feel bad and you won't know why? But that direction towards society, towards the friends, that it's not about yourself, acquiring friends, it's a direction that I like that you're taking. And a few words maybe. So, I think you're only doing 30% of what you can really do. Okay, okay. You won't even... More rude than this. Okay. Okay, wait. Look at these conditions I gave you, really. You. Well, you all know you got a great family. You're not too stupid. You don't have so many fear. You don't have financial problems. You really don't have any trouble. You really have to, you have too much pity about yourself. You know, look at your friends. There's friends here that have such hard lives, a lot more than you could ever even stand up on your feet. And they're doing much more than you. They're able to do a lot more than you, with a lot less opportunities. That's your main problem. You need to be jealous about the friends a bit more. Try and be more like them. Yeah, every morning, the same sentence. Today, I'm going to do it. Okay, Owen, today, you should really try. Today, give everything you have. But remember, finally remember, that I'm not going to wake you up and give you a desire to do everything. Just another day is going to go by that you'll have so much things to do. You, by yourself, you have to take it in your hands, exactly in these states that you're out of it. I'm going to remind you for a second, grab it. What do you think, I'm going to pick you up now, that you're going to run away, run around all lifted? Just notice, every moment, I'm giving you little reminders. Are you grabbing them? Yeah, wake up already. Try and understand this. What I'm going to tell you. No, really, you try. I can't say anything bad, too bad, but... You never lasted in any environment for a week, and here you're a few years already. Yeah, so it looks like you really want it, but come on, wake up. Look how many times I'm throwing you a line. Just grab it already. Don't give up on it. You have something a lot better here. Wake up already. I give you all these things to remind you. Every time you're not grabbing it with your two hands. Well, in the beginning, I created the skies and the earth. And I didn't even think about you. Who are you? But you understand how busy I am, how many plans I have. And I gave you a chance. Just think about it. I'm just reminding you now. I created the skies and the earth, and who are you? So that's your job now. Okay, so... With Itai, I'm kind of disappointed, all in all. But just try and understand me. I made a huge production here. I got a lot of actors. I brought the Torah. I got sound effects. I made the whole production. And he only sees one frame, maybe two a year. No way he sees three frames a year. I put so much effort into him, and he constantly has 24 hours a live film, a live movie that he can grab onto. But he sees one frame every second. Okay, friends, we consulted here with Rav. We have another part of the exercise. So I'm still talking from the side of the Creator. I am in the upper court, and the Creator is the judge. And he is judging me really heavily, in heaviness. And the second before he makes his negative sentence, he says, why I don't deserve to advance. Again, this is, I am in the court, the creator is the judge, and I'm acting the creator. The creator is explaining why Roi can't advance in his work. Why doesn't he deserve to keep going? That's the state. I'm not me. I am talking about that character called Roi. Okay, Itai, I made a decision that you can't keep going because you don't open your heart, because you don't put enough efforts in looking at things differently. You can do it. I know you can do it. You have all the tools to do it, all the means to do it, and you don't do it, and you know you don't do it. You know you can do more. We both know you can do more, internally especially. And if you would do it, we would keep going. But, you know, in one way, it's really painful for me, but on the other way, in another way, I understand, but that's it. There's things I can't let you go by. It's something I can't let you slip by on.
Hershkovitz.
The cry baby. Now you have a good reason to cry. Smile, cry, smile, cry. Okay, Hershkovitz, what am I going to do with you? I can't let you keep going. Why? Between us? Because you're not scrutinizing. You never did. And if you think you deserve it because you put efforts in it, that's actually because of lack of scrutiny. If you do the scrutiny, you'd see you don't deserve anything. And that's why I can't let you advance, because you're not doing the scrutiny. You're forcing me to hurt you. But there is hope. There is hope in any moment. So that's why I really recommend that you do the right scrutiny and really see in what can you advance. But right now, this is my decision. Okay, I hope that you've already for a long time, you know, I had to get to this point. I put inside you all your thoughts, all your desires, the right ones. You were so close. You just need to put just a little exertion to feel what I'm putting inside you. But you, and I gave you all the conditions, and I sent friends with the right words, with the right intentions. And you, not even subconsciously, you felt that it was my mission to come and give you that hint, but you didn't want to stop playing with your toys and with your pride, with all those little stupid games. And I put those thoughts in you at night, and when you woke up, you kept thinking those thoughts about what you're doing. What were you thinking? That you thought those thoughts? I put them in you, and you thought it's true, and you're still playing with your toys, even though you feel like the taste of sand in those toys. But keep playing. Bye bye. Rami, you are a little piece of crap. You never call, you never talk. Not in touch. Many years ago, you turned to me, you said, please give me a chance. I want to jump to the next level. I want to do something in my life. Everything I gave you wasn't enough. And then I said, okay, let me open a door for you. I gave you all the opportunities. I even said, let's go to Pharaoh together. I went, and I went. I looked behind me. I saw you're not there. You just ran away in the middle. I don't know what to do with you. I can't trust you. I think that if you don't come to me, I'm just going to grab you, and that's it. First of all, don't give me all your... Don't show off in front of me. I know that everything you think you're showing off with, I'm doing it. I heard it. I did it. Now, whatever is to do with you, here I have a problem with you. You're kind of retarded. The second I leave your hand alone, you drop and start screaming. Okay, you fell. So what? Everybody does. But stop crying about it at some point. Just get up. Try something. I'm calling you. I'm lifting you up again. I was expecting a bit more from you. But okay. We tried. We can't say we didn't try. At one point, you're good. Maybe next time you'll try, you'll do better. All in all, you were an okay person. Listen, you have two main problems. Okay, friends, let's keep the state and we're going. The Creator already took the decision. It's all about putting the stamp on the piece of paper. There's no right or left here. But according to the law, you're allowed to give your last speech. But according to the upper law, the speech isn't really the last word. That privilege isn't given to the person himself, what he's going to say, beg on himself, but it's given to his friend that is next to him, that can be a bit more objective. Now, and that friend that's on my right, so Roy, it depends on Roy if I get the death sentence or not. If Roy, the person sitting next to me, convinces the Creator that I deserve to advance, he will save my spiritual life. So please, every friend talks in favor of the friend of his left in front of the Creator. Again, if that wasn't clear, the friend on my right is my attorney. He is defending me. He can save me. My life depends on him. So me, I have to defend Igal, and I have to do the best work I can, and I'm turning straight to the Creator. Why? His decision we heard earlier is wrong, and why he has to change his mind, and why Igal does deserve to advance. And Rav adds, that is called the one who prays for his friend. Okay, I'm telling you, Creator, I have no problem to put everything I have on Moshe. What do you want him? To correct himself? To get to adhesion with the friends? You want the whole world to do it? That's everything Moshe does. He is completely devoted to that. He made such a change from this place in Italy he was at, where he sent his first email, to where he is today, where he got all those conditions from the group and just looks for more ways to enter the group. And he puts everything he has into the group in ways I can't even... The way he grabbed all the friends in Italy and built that group, and he can do it everywhere, and he does it in schools, and... I can't even think of a friend, of anybody who gives so much and such inner devotion, and he says it silently without a lot of words, and he just does it and doesn't move until he scrutinizes it completely, until it's clear to where he wants to get through. So I don't understand. If you don't take him, who do you take? Who are you going to take? It's not clear. You're really not letting him in there? What? Are you okay? First of all, I'm going to give you a few really good words here. First of all, about society. There's a lot of friends. Doesn't matter what he does. People get a lot of powers from him. People see in him all the efforts he does, everything he shows us. Yeah, I know you're doing it. Wait, let me finish. He gives us the feeling in our environment, and you know how important the environment is, and what he gives the environment from his acting that he does through personal example, and even more than that, if you take, well, what are you going to do with all the kids up to the age of 6? He's building the whole education plan. I know you're writing it, actually, but at least you have a beast here that's doing it. What, are you going to give up on it? There's already somebody talented. You already trained them. Well, why should you let go? Why should you miss the opportunity? You want to develop the world? There's already somebody doing it. So let him do it. Thank you. Listen. Yeah, the crybaby. Yeah, I want to talk about him. First of all, you can't do this. I really love him. Really love him. I never saw a person who put so much of himself into the society and in such a silence he does it. But what? You gave him all the bad qualities. I want to talk about the good qualities. Yeah, you talked about, so I want to talk about his attitude. He constantly, doesn't matter what he gets from the friend, he is always in internal work and thought how he's looking only for you. That's what you wanted, right? And also, how can you cut off your best translator to the best translator to the world, Kli? Huh? How he invested his soul in all the dissemination to the world, Kli, to South America, to Germany. He does everything he can just to get closer to you. He's searching for you. So what do you see him? You want to see him cry again? I like to see him cry too, but you know, how much can he cry? He wants you, and I'm willing to put everything I have here. I write a check with everything I have about him. If you want, you can take me, but him, you got to let him advance, because everything depends on him. He's a person with the will of steel, the way he organized his life and his necessity just to be close to you and invest in the friends. So what are you talking about now? I'm asking for a pardon, or at least pushing it to forward in date. So Eli, yeah, he has a lot of corporeal qualities that are really good, but that's not what I want to talk about. There's not much to say about it. What I do want to talk about is his yearning, what comes out of him. This friend, I was witness to decisions, a few critical decisions he took in life, and I know that he took it from Mili. This is something that's his. It's something that he did, and you can't take it away from him, and he deserves it. Because it's not something that happened once. It happens time after time. The friend makes these decisions. It's above reason. It's something that's his. And it was his choice over, you know, his free choice. and the love and the devotion that he shows toward the friends, it just shows his devotion. He doesn't let the friends fall. Whatever happens, he holds up the friend. It doesn't matter there's like a million things that he can run off to because of his qualities, but what he really cares about is that the friend... Friends, we have 4 more minutes. So let's do it shortly so every friend gets to talk about every other friend. We have 4 more minutes, so let everybody speak. Okay, so just to make it even greater, everybody together. Yeah, shall we let him go? Yeah! Okay, thank you. Listen, this is a person that never said anything bad about you, I swear. What are you over to screaming now? All the games you gave him that you threw him out and back in and back in, he always came back, he always invested in the friends, and you know what? You weren't right with him. This friend is holding everybody up. He has such an open, warm heart, even though what you did to him. Actually, I think you weren't okay. I never saw anybody act like this. If you'd act like this to me, I'd kill you. This is unconditional love. You should learn something from it. It's the last time I'm talking to you about this. Okay, listen. I don't agree with you at all. Because you took this person out of the paradise of this world. From his family, from his cool Jeep, from the best things in this world. And you know, that's why for 6 months, you know, he was jumping around here with a smile, you know. Of course it was on your account, but afterwards I saw how you took that strong power out of him. And then we saw how your wind left him and he's in full consciousness, overcoming, supporting the friends. And it came back to him, and he's really holding on with his teeth. What a great overcoming of all the circumstances, really. And how many things dropped on him, how many things he wants to do. It's like you took out all the human foundation out of him, and he just held on to everything in faith above reason. And we saw it. We saw how hard he holds on. And that came from him. So he really deserves to move ahead and keep giving us an example. Okay, I'm not going to say Itai shouldn't be here on the stand. But the society you created, he is an outcome of this society. From himself, and in that society, in that corrupted society, with all the problems and wars, comes along a guy and really holds everybody together and puts all these efforts. It's true, he's not perfect, but as opposed to others, I know he's not as bad as I am. But I'm willing to take responsibility about him, and I think with the combined efforts, we will still see good things from Itai and great advantages to help all of humanity move forward. He's an example for others to see somebody who puts efforts and from himself to move society ahead, and also the society loves him and holds him up. So come on, let's go to the next state. Okay, in short, thanks to him, there's a few hundred people that are looking for you. So let's start from this. Me personally, okay, dear friends, sorry, but our time is up. We want to say a few things. One, if there's a friend that we didn't say, didn't get anybody to defend him. So his attorney has to write an email about a few friends, to a few friends, about the greatness about this friend. Now look to your left and to your right. You are sitting next to the greatest of the generation, the most important people in this reality. It's really an error. It's our choice to decide this every moment. It's all about how we feel about our partner. We were talking to Henry before that if I talk to my partner and give him greatness and I give him greatness, and that's how we start acting. Our society and this spiritual path is in our hands. So let's take this so seriously. Thank you for participating. Next Tuesday, in Netanya, a lecture by Rav, 7 p.m., October 30th. It will be online and on TV on Channel 66. Entrance is free. Good day, everybody. יש תפילה של כוח שנוכל את הלב לפתוח עד שיקיץ האור וניתן לנפשנו דרור נמלא את כל הבורות שזה מכבר יבשו ממים ונצמח כמו אילן עם הברק חפץ להתקרב ובתוכו להפסל מישהו אחר יש תפילה של דמעות שפותחות שערי שמיים וקושרות הקצוות עוד מעט נלמד לחיות